Next few years, I'd like to share some of our experiences. Our guiding principles, which we used as we got into distance education programs some few years ago, we wanted to figure out a way to strengthen our knowledge transfer using some of the innovative learning materials. And we wanted to develop some partnerships which we have not done so far. We've been doing mostly internally as much as we can, so that we can use some of the innovative technologies and also improve the skills and applications of innovative technologies through knowledge sharing and increasing digital learning resources and training. These are three ideas generated a number of years ago, and then we slowly developed the program. As you heard today in the previous presentations, as you can see, the trends in e-delivery methods have changed over the years. Started with asynchronous type of materials, text-based content, instructor-student oriented, all the way to video and audio and interactive tools and online collaborative systems, and that's where we are right now. We're using online collaborative tools, but also the future holds really promising. The mobile multifunctional devices, such as iPads, iPhones, you know, just in India and China now over 2 billion cell phones. So think about the power of cell phones to transfer some of this information. And ultimately, my co-author believes that the 3D virtual reality may come in pretty soon in teaching our classes. I just wanted to put this last slide first, in case I run out of time. There's some key successes of our distance education program. We use innovative e-technology to teach our DE courses. We use online collaborative software. But primarily, we're using Adobe Connect. We use various digital recordings, and also we use virtual computer labs to offer lab courses. And we have a wide range of distance education courses developed over the years, soil and water sciences. The dedicated and motivated instructors. So this is sometimes could be challenging. Some people need a little more twisting of their arms to really teach the course. But now I think we do have an outstanding pool of faculty who are really dedicated, interested in teaching these courses. And then vision and institutional support to build successful DE programs. So that, you know, we kind of laid foundation back in year 2000 and slowly developed the program. In 2010, I think, you know, I think we have a fairly successful program. So by the end of this presentation, you can judge whether it's really a successful program or not. Primarily, our graduate programs focus on, although we have on-campus programs, what I'm going to talk to you today is primarily the distance education programs and also the certificate programs we developed in soil and water sciences. One of the reasons I think we needed to develop distance education program, more than almost half the faculty, tenure track faculty, are located at several research centers at University of Florida. So these faculty need graduate students, need students to take classes. So that's what was one of the main reason we actually developed the distance education program, to support our off-campus faculty. So right now the students are located at these stations. Some 50% of the graduate students are actually located at these centers, and they have option to now take classes while they're conducting research at these research centers. College of Agriculture and Life Sciences also has a wide range of programs. Undergraduate program, we have several off-campus programs, so all the way from landscape nursery to environmental management programs. These are offered at our research and education centers off campus. And also we have four distance education programs. These are the degree programs and master's level. We have an agriculture education and communication, and entomology and nematology, pest management and environmental science. And also we have now the soil and water science degree program also. And we are in the process of developing another program in agroecology. So these are the three programs we are responsible, both at undergraduate level as well as graduate level. We have a soil and water science program offered through DE program from campus and as well as at the research and education centers. We have a full-blown environmental science program, which is, we believe is the most successful program at graduate level. And we are in the process of developing the agroecology program a graduate program in collaboration with the agronomy department. Where our students come from, about 3% of the currently enrolled students in environmental science graduate program, they come from a couple of countries now, Bahamas, Kenya. And these numbers do not include the regular graduate students who are located off campus. Sometimes our students do research in Brazil, Panama, Africa, and India. They also have option to take some of the DE classes. I have not included them as a part of this program. And from the, other than state of Florida, we have 28% of the students come from various states within US, and then about 70%, all 16% of the students come from within Florida. We have 71 graduate students right now enrolled in master's, non-thesis, and as well as some of them a thesis program. All of our thesis students, research is done at a research organization in collaboration with our faculty on campus. Either they will work with a state agency, or they work with a USDA lab, or they work with our REC center or the international center. But majority of the students in the of the 71 are non-thesis students. So here's the growth. Over the years, as you can see, in 2003, we had about 15 students. Right now, we've got 71 students. So this is a tremendous growth, and we run out of advisors. This is just the distance education students. Each student must have at least 3 committee members. On top of this one, we have 70 graduate students on campus in PhD program and as well as regular most. So 140 students in graduate program. So we always run out of advisors, especially to support these non-thesis graduate students. And some faculty advise 10 to 12 students. Number of students taking our classes started about 55 students in 2003. We are up to 500 students. They take all, you know, our classes, not only just the soil and water science or environmental science program. We have other DE programs on campus also take our classes. Environmental engineering sciences has their own degree program. They take our classes. Forestry has a program. They take our classes. So the number of students do take our classes. So you can see the tremendous growth and tremendous opportunity. So we are accommodating students who normally do not come to campus. So we're teaching, and this is another major advantage we have now, like Mike mentioned this morning, the first speaker, that this is a major income source for our department right now. So we do support one full-time computer programmer with this income generated from this one, and we also support part of our student services specialist. On top of that one, we pay faculty to teach the course. As long as it's teaching overload, they had to meet their normal course requirement, teaching requirements on campus. Once they met, if they teach a DE course, we pay $6,000 per course for the faculty members. So we distribute about almost about $70,000 to $80,000 every year just paying the faculty for teaching these classes. So it's a major income source for the department at this stage. We did graduate few. They take time. Most of the students are working full time, as you know. So far, we graduated some 30 or 40 students last few years. They take typically 4 to 5 years to complete their degree program. In addition to the regular degree program, we also have the certificate program. A lot of students who are coming into this program do not want to get to graduate school, or they do not have GRE scores high enough to get into graduate school, because admission requirements for distance education are same as campus students. There's no change on that one, and evaluation is on the applications is pretty much same. So they can get into our certificate program. They don't have to take the GRE. So we have about 40 students or so in the certificate program right now. They come from different states. For the certificate program, they have to take 12 credits, so 4 courses, the 2 core courses, and then 2 electives. So we have 3 programs, one in sustainable land resource management, one in soil ecosystem services, and other ones in wetlands and water resource management. The advantage of certificate program, once they get into this program, they make a really good score, and they can transfer this into their graduate program if they choose to go to graduate school at the time. So it's been a very successful program so far. Sometimes we have difficult time taking students because the demand is so high, not only within state of Florida, inquiries coming from outside state of Florida. Okay, the e-technologies we use, we developed our own online education portal. The third author on the paper is the Brandon Hoover, is the computer programmer. He developed the whole program just for us, custom made. Now we may have to switch our course management system to Sakai. University of Florida decided to use Sakai as a course management system, so eventually we may do that one. Our online communication is Adobe Connect. We have recorded lectures, we have webinars, and then we have chat sessions, synchronous chat session. Every course has a two-hour chat session every week. All the students are logged in, and then they can talk to students live. And the virtual machines and the virtual computer labs, and you already heard about EcoLearnit, an RLS system which also used to offer some of our course materials. Basically, we have the instructor, the DE students, and the co-instructors, they're all connected to internet, and then pretty much follow through different options we use, both video, audio, and then text, so that we can combine asynchronous and synchronous in teaching our materials. Course delivery system, this is developed in-house. It works really well, very simple course delivery system. And if anybody is interested in, you may want to contact Sabine Grunwald. She can actually help you to get into that system. So I just want to show you one example of the course, how it is structured. This is the course I teach in a biochemistry of wetlands. I have a campus distance education section and a campus section. And this is the kind of thing you see, on students will see on the website. For the, and then we have the calendar on that one. We have the whole bunch of class schedule about the department and all those things. And then we also have the modules. For this course, I have the modules, course introduction, biogeochemical properties, electrochemical properties, carbon, oxygen, all cycles, and also have the class assignments, special projects, chat sessions, and all those. Everything is recorded. This is the way the recording goes on. Here's the case of the, I'm talking about the phosphorus cycle. Phosphorus module, for example, has a 15 lectures. 15 lectures, there are about 15 to 20 minutes in time frame. We don't want to really keep those lectures long. So these are recorded, there's a talking head, you know, they can see it. And also, I can highlight while I'm teaching by using Adobe Connect. And then we have the chat session. Here's my co-instructor, is actually doing the chat on oxygen module, and she can actually write using the tablet PC. She can write equations, she can show the graphs, and then we can interact with the students. One thing we require, most of them, some of them don't have the microphones on this given day. I really discourage them not to type, because that delays the process, and so I really force them to talk. So most of them had to talk, and some of them still like to type the material. They don't like to the chat using text. So this chat session, for example, are scheduled already. We have over 100 licenses. At any given time, 100 students can take these, participate using Adobe Connect. And the chat sessions are typically for 2 hours. So instructor will have access to meet with the students and talk to them on a given module. So we have, here's a list of courses. We have 12 undergraduate courses we teach using the similar techniques. And we have about 18 courses teaching for the graduate courses. We have soil, soil and environmental professionals to wetlands and water quality, a whole bunch of courses offered. So the students have a lot of choice in developing their expertise in soil and water sciences. So how do we expand this one? So what are we trying to do? I think this is just one idea we just got started, is we're trying to develop a consortium of educators around the globe. This idea started on a project funded between India and U.S. We are working with ICRISAT, this international organization located in India right now. So two things we're going to be doing in this one as a part of this. One, teaching the short courses on-site for capacity building, and also they develop the online courses to share online courses with different universities. So this is in the works right now. So it hopefully this will materialize in the next few years or so. So if anybody wants to know a little bit more about this consortium, I'll be happy to talk to you. With that, I think the distance education has a place to teach. It will never replace the regular lecture. So I strongly believe in that one. Regular lecture always is better, as far as I'm concerned. But at the same time, we are reaching students who will never come to the campus. We're reaching a broader group of audience. So this is one way to really publicize or promote soil and water science to the to candidates who really do not go to traditional schools. Is that? Thank you.